I'm Donal O'Mahuna. I'm Associate Professor at Dublin City University in Ireland and also at The Ohio State University in the United States. And I'm the principal investigator on a new project that is doing research on research ethics itself. The project is entitled Post-Research Ethics Analysis, or PREA, a tool for ethical reflection and sharing lessons learned from health research in humanitarian crises. The project has been funded by R2HC in the UK. The project arises out of concerns about the ethical issues that can and do arise in research that's being conducted in humanitarian crisis settings and also in disasters. And there has been an increased call for better and more evidence to guide the responders to humanitarian and disaster crises. But in doing so, more research is needed. But that research needs to be conducted to the highest ethical standards and thereby actually protect the people that are getting involved with it, making sure they and their communities are respected and that benefits are always going to outweigh the any possible harms that might come about as a result of the research. The project was really designed and was part of the vision of Professor Chesmal Siriwadhana from Anglia Ruskin University and then London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. And unfortunately, he died in a road traffic accident earlier this year. But the project is continuing on as part of the legacy of his concern for participants in various types of research, especially in humanitarian contexts. Our project is really getting to the exciting phase of getting started this week. And as part of that, we're carrying out training in qualitative research methods, because those are the way that we're going to achieve one of our two major aims. The project aims to collect evidence from interviewing researchers, institutional review boards or ethics committees, and other stakeholders in humanitarian research to ask them about what exactly are the ethical issues that they encounter. There's a concern that's been raised that many of the ethics issues that are brought up during the ethical approval of projects may not exactly match the types of things that happen during a project. And so it's one of our aims to actually interview people involved in the field and find out from them how are they addressing ethical issues, what ones come up that may be unexpected, and then how can those things be prepared for in better ways. And our second overall aim is to produce a tool that is going to help researchers and their teams and their communities that they're engaged with to reflect on the projects as they draw to a close in order to see what types of lessons need to be learned about how ethics was learned or addressed in their particular project. But since our team has gathered together researchers from a number of countries this week, we wanted to give each of them a chance to give a couple of comments on where they see this project going and how they see that it may be able to benefit research in humanitarian settings in their particular country. So we're going to hear from a few of our researchers now.
I am Gassim Abdel Farag from South Sudan. The PREA study is quite unique to me because it's the first formal qualitative and ethics-related research that I'm practically involved in, and I think it's the first of its kind being conducted in my country, South Sudan. And I'm looking forward to a tool, an assessment tool that can really analyze ethical issues in research after the completion of a research. And I'm excited about it. Thanks.
I'm Yimto from Ethiopia, and I'm very happy to participate in this post-research ethics analysis that will generate lessons that can be used in any area of the world, and are it's very important, and especially in this very ethically challenging times of humanitarian crisis.
Okay, I'm Lokhar Majid, a researcher working with HealthNet TV in Afghanistan. And this project, we are aiming to see how ethical issues are considered during health research in humanitarian crisis. So this will help us to define a toolkit for the researchers in those countries where there is humanitarian crisis and where there is a need to consider where it is ignored and it is not considered or taken care of the ethical issues. Thank you.
I am from Nepal. I am happy because the PREA project is going to implement in Nepal as well. I hope PREA project will help to establish a good ethical practice in Nepal while conducting health research, especially in humanitarian setting. I hope all of the concerned organization and independent research will follow the ethical tool when we got the result from this study. Thank you.
I'm Tina van Bortel. I live and work in the UK. My main work revolves around public mental health improvement and mental health promotion locally, but also in a global context. And in my work with people who find themselves at risk because of their situations and circumstances, ethics and ethical considerations, both in research and in practice, are really important. And therefore, I'm really honoured to be part of PREA to contribute towards advancing research ethics and also ethical research practices and processes, not only in the UK, but also worldwide.
I hope this gives you a flavour of the types of things that we hope to accomplish through this project and why we are conducting the research and developing this tool to help future researchers. We're glad of the opportunity to be involved in this week's Humanitarian Evidence Week for 2017. And if you're interested in more information on the PREA project or would like to get in contact with us about any particular issues around research ethics for humanitarian contexts, you can visit us at our website, http://preaportal.org, or our Twitter account is @ethics_analysis. Thank you very much.